This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda directs search, rescue and relief operations in Kosi province flooding. Discussion continues on the various headings of the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2023-24 in the meeting of the House of Representatives. And U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken begins talks in Beijing during high-stakes visit to China. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has directed the officials and line agencies to work proactively in the search of those missing in the flooding and carry out rescue and relief operations to the affected communities in the eastern hilly districts. A team led by Deepak Khadka, a member of parliament from Songkhua Sabha, met with Prime Minister Dahal this morning and had appraised him of the damage caused due to flooding in Songkhua Sabha. The delegation urged the government to take stock of the damage. The Prime Minister has appealed to civilians, security bodies and government employees to unite for the rescue operations of the flood-hit communities. Prime Minister Dahal has also expressed deep sorrow over the demise of human lives and damage to the property. Meanwhile, 7 houses were flooded and 17 Super Hewa Khola hydropower project labourers went missing after a flood occurred in Hewa Khola River in Songkhua Sabha district last night. Chief of Songkhua Sabha district police office Birendra Godar said that the dead body of a project worker was recovered on the bank of a river in Panchakhapan Municipality 5, but the identity of the body is not ascertained so far. The flood that occurred in the river that after the heavy rain last night has completely damaged the Super Hewa Khola hydropower project. Likewise, the flood has caused damage to an under-construction motor level bridge connecting Panchakhapan to Chainpur in Songkhua Sabha district. Details of the disaster are awaited. Meanwhile, 2 hydropower workers who were reported to have been swept away by the flooded Hewa River have been rescued in severe conditions. Deputy Superintendent of Police and Chief of District Police Office, Songkhua Sabha, Narendra Godar informed Tikaram Chaudhary, aged 24, and Deepak Raj Tharu of Bardia Municipality 4 from the Lumbini province were among those 17 workers for the Super Hewa Khola hydropower project who had gone missing in the flood last night. The remaining 15 workers are still missing. The 2 have been receiving treatment at Chainpur Community Hospital since their rescue. A joint security squad from the area police office Chainpur and the armed police force is searching for the missing people. Furthermore, all 5 who went missing in a flooded Hewa Khola River in Pasthar have been identified. The river connects Phidim Rural Municipality and Hililang Rural Municipality in the district. The district police office Pasthar identified them as Tilkumar Tamang, aged 45, of Hilihang Rural Municipality 7, Sanjog Limbu, aged 28, of Phidim Municipality 11, Rajkumar Rai, aged 55, of Phidim 5, Asis Maji, aged 28, of Phidim 4, and Alisa Maji, aged 25, of Hilihang 7. According to the district police office, the river has washed away 4 bridges along with the Mechi Highway, 1 Bailey Bridge along the Tamur Corridor, and 2 at Palilung Rural Municipality. The flooded river also swept away an excavator belonging to Tamur Hydropower Project from Palilung. The Mechi Highway and the roads connecting the Tamur Corridor have been disrupted by the flood. The details of the losses are being collected. Road connectivity between Pasthar and neighbouring Taplejung districts and between Hilihang and Yakwarak have been disconnected after the flooded Hewa River washed away bridges. The disruption of road has caused inconvenience to people requiring emergency medical services. Lawmakers have demanded immediate relief, rescue and compensation agreement arrangements for the citizens affected by the floods and landslides in the eastern hilly districts in the meeting of the House of Representatives today. At the beginning of the meeting, parliamentarians Deepak Khadka, Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai, Ram Kumar Rai and Ashok Kumar Chaudhary demanded immediate relief, rescue and compensation to the victims, saying that there was a huge loss of property in the eastern hilly districts of Songkhua Sabha, Taplejung, Terathum, Pasthar and others due to the floods and landslides caused by incessant rain. The parliamentarians also drew the attention of the government to inform the House about the actual details of the damage caused by the disaster and the progress of the rescue work. In today's meeting, the discussion continues on the various headings of the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2023-24. The agenda of the meeting is to discuss various topics of the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, and Ministry of Health and Population. Nepal is batting first against Zimbabwe in ICC World Cup qualifier undergoing in Zimbabwe. Nepal is playing a one-day international ODI match against a test-recognized team for the first time. Nepal will also play for the first time against the former world champion West Indies in the group stage. Similarly, they will play against the Netherlands and America in the group stage. In the match going on in Harare Sports Club, Nepal is batting first with 84 runs in 20 overs without the loss of any wicket. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting with China's Foreign Minister Qin Gang in Beijing at the start of 2 days of talks with Chinese officials. The visit is the first by an American diplomat to China in almost 5 years. U.S. officials say the main goal of the talks is to stabilize a relationship that has become extremely tense. Mr. Blinken is the highest-ranking U.S. government official to visit China since President Joe Biden took office in January 2021. It is not clear whether he will meet Chinese President Xi Jinping. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Kochi province, partly to generally cloudy in Sudar Pashchim province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province and a few places of Tarai regions of Kosi province and hilly regions of the rest of the country and in one or two places of the rest of the Tarai regions of the country with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi and Gandaki province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the Kosi province, partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi province and a few parts of hilly regions of the rest of the province, with chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall in one or two places of Kosi province. Currently, the eastern and central parts of the country are under the influence of the monsoon system, while the remaining parts are under the partial influence of local winds and westerly winds. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 32.3 degrees Celsius with 9.5 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda directs search, rescue and relief operations in Kosi province flooding. Discussion continues on the various headings of the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2023-24 in the meeting of the House of Representatives. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken begins talks in Beijing during high-stakes visit to China. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.